Mark Connolly and Rick Ray are registered representatives and financial advisors with Park Avenue Securities, a registered broker deal and investment advisor. The information you will hear on this show is for information purposes only, and individual situations vary. The information should be relied upon only when coordinated with individual professional advice.
Do you want to be more successful in business? Do you know what it takes to get there? Then what should you do with that success and the wealth you're accumulating? So many business people are great at operation but have no exit strategy. If you want a strategy that can deal with the financial forces trying to destroy your wealth, keep listening. Lone Star Money Resource with Mark Connolly, Dale Pieper, and Rick Ray of Wealth Design Group starts now.
All right, you are listening to Lone Star Money Resource on this wonderful Thursday afternoon. I hope that everybody out there listening is doing great. Driving around, we had some big storms here at the beginning of the week. Looks like things are great now, but I haven't actually checked the weather, so I'm just, you know, kind of looking outside going with, I think it's going to be wonderful. But I hope that you are having a wonderful time, and we have got a fantastic show here for you. I'm actually, I'm joined here by one of my business partners I don't normally have on, James D. Rulak, and we are very happy to have you, James. Thanks for being on this time.
Thanks for letting me.
And he's also, of course, with Wealth Design Group, and you got me, Mark Connolly. I've been working with business owners and successful business people for over 20 years. I am a certified financial planner, and we have got a show today that I think you're going to find interesting. As many of you that listen all the time know, we like to have some successful entrepreneurs come on the show. We like to have an opportunity to hear their stories and hear the things that they've done to become successful. I think a lot of times people just see success and they think it was easy, but it's not. So we like to bring the real stories to the table. We think it's a nice change from just talking with our audience about the things that we do in helping business owners really monetize their business, helping them to use their baby, their business, to generate the cash flow, the lifestyle, to make the difference in the community that our business owners do. And there's a lot of financial instruments and financial strategies and things that we're always using. And we'll get into a few of those definitely today. But, you know, sometimes I think that beyond all of that, it's more about the great, the cool stories of things that have happened. And so, interestingly enough, we've actually got the company that we have on today is Lone Star Deepwater. So maybe that's what we're doing nowadays. We're just anybody with Lone Star in the name. That's who we're looking for. But no, we've got Gary McCullough here, who is an owner, majority owner of Lone Star Deepwater. They've actually been on the Cougar 100. And number one, we are very thankful to have you on here, Gary. We appreciate you being here.
I'm happy to be here. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, when we say Lone Star Deepwater, everybody's already got in their mind, you know, what they think that might be for those that don't know your company. But why don't you just spend a moment and just tell us a little bit about your business, if you don't mind.
Well, the Lone Star Deepwater name comes from my start as a consultant in the business was in deepwater project management, subsea projects. We started, well, this year will be 17 years ago, and we are a subsea and floating production system project management consultancy.
So when you say that, obviously everybody in the oil business is going to get that, but there's some other people not in that business. So kind of
the services we provide are project management for the engineering, design, fabrication, and installation of the subsea production systems.
Okay.
For tieback. And we also have a group that does project management for the topsides facilities of floating production facilities and fixed platforms.
Okay.
So that's the core of our business. We're not an engineering company. Virtually all of the consultants and principals in the company are engineers by background. But we typically sit in client offices and act as the owners, project managers, or discipline leads on various projects.
Okay, cool.
We have done projects around the world. Started off obviously in the Gulf of Mexico, but we've done projects in West Africa, North and South Africa, the Eastern Med, South America.
All right. And, anything in Antarctica?
Australia. Australia. Well, on the North Slope, yes.
Okay. See, so we, you know, you say something to be funny.
In Alaska.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got, I think for a small company, a pretty impressive group of resumes that we can point to.
I would say so. So tell us a little bit about the people that are your customers, just so mm-hmm. people can kind of visualize your business a little bit more and the other way around.
Most of our clients are independent oil and gas companies, exploration mm-hmm. and production companies. We have not done a lot of work with the majors. Our niche in the market, if you will, is independent oil and gas companies. And, you know, they tend to be very aggressive on schedules and prepared to make decisions that don't require a lot of study. They're looking for value-added solutions to their project needs mm-hmm. without spending a lot of time studying the problems and trying to optimize, you know, the absolute cheapest or the most technically robust. So anyway, the group of consultants and the principals are able to step in and help them do that.
Okay, cool. Well, we're gonna want to hear more about your business, mm-hmm. more about the successes that you've had. I know our listeners will love to hear that. Let me ask you though. First, tell us about you. I mean, tell me your mini life story.
Well, how far back do you go?
We like to go back from birth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Each year. That's too many years ago. I had kind of a colorful college career. Started out as a music education major, but after a couple of years, I realized I wasn't that good at it, and there were a whole lot more people who were better and more passionate about it, and I was, in all honesty, more mercenary than most of the music ed majors were. So I changed my major to engineering, graduated from the University of Houston, and went to work in the oil and gas business. I had done a couple of co-ops while I was in college with engineering companies, and I think that helped me land a job with an oil company right out of college.
Okay.
I worked as a staff engineer for oil companies and a couple of large engineering companies. And through one of the relationships I'd made when I was seconded into an operators project team, I was invited to join one of their projects as a direct consultant. So I took advantage of that. That, like I said, that was 17 years ago. At the time, had no particular path or intent to grow the company. It was just me. But as the opportunities came to bring other people on board, you know, the operator typically, or that I was working with at the time, suggested, well, can we bring this person on through your company? And anyway, a year or two later, we were 15 people. My wife had all she wanted to do in terms of supporting the back office effort. So
she was working with you to help with all that initially.
Yeah, she was helping with all that initially. And, you know, it eventually got to be a full-time job. So we brought in an admin manager to do all of the back office stuff, the accounting, the bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, and that sort of thing.
So it's almost like you fell into having your own business.
long story short, that's exactly right. I didn't. I kind of morphed it into
it. Yeah.
And through the networks that I developed over time, got invited to do other projects or bring other people in to work on other projects. So it was kind of an organic growth.
Okay. So your wife was with you at that point in time. What about you, family, kids, dogs, cats?
our daughter came in and worked in the back office for a couple of years, but she's gone on and doing other things in advertising right now, and she's happy with that. My son works in the oil and gas business. He rotates in and out of Saudi Arabia, so he's in the business in a different area.
So to build this kind of business that you've obviously, in order to be, you know, in the Cougar 100 a few years back, that takes a lot to do that. So one of the questions that we're always interested in is, how do you balance the personal life of having, you know, two kids and a wife, and you're running a business? How do you go about balancing that?
Have a very understanding wife and patient wife, mostly.
Choose wisely in your wife. Yeah.
That's the gist of it.
Okay.
But you do have to focus on it. The projects that we get involved in tend to be very demanding. And I, you know, until 18 months ago, I was sitting in client offices doing this day to day. And the projects are very demanding time-wise. There's a lot of travel. Yeah, it can be tough to balance personal and business lives, but I think key to that is Pat being very patient and understanding. Mm-hmm. It's been good, you know. It's been bad for business, but personally, the last couple of years that there haven't been major projects to move on to, that I've been able to stay home and spend a lot more time at the farm.
Tell me about your farm.
we've got 22 acres in New Ulm. It's about an hour from outside Houston, out in Austin County.
Cool.
Population 144.
All right. So do you know everybody yet?
we know a few folks. But, yeah.
What kind of farming?
Most of it's just in pasture for hay, and we keep a few cows as pets more than anything.
Yes.
And that's kind of when I was neck deep in projects, going back on the weekends, and I split time in Houston. I was in Houston during the week and home weekends for basically the last 10 years. So it's been nice to be home. But doing things around our place was my stress relief in a lot of ways. So.
Yes. So what is a kind of a typical, when you're in Houston and you're working with your business, what does a work week look like to you?
Well, when I was actively managing projects, it was doing just that. We were in the client offices. We have an admin manager who, you know, I call her one of the two women who run my life. You know, she takes care of everything in the back office, and she does a fantastic job of that. And now one of my partners is David Falkenberry, is sitting in the back office as a general manager, and he handles things day to day. So I'm in town one or two days a week at this point until another project manifests itself for me or David. So.
what's your outlook on when those types of projects will come into play, and just, you know, the oil business in general? What are you feeling?
Well, there are probably there are people who are a whole lot more well informed than I am on that, but the conferences and meetings that we've gone to, and just my perception of what I see in the industry media, is it's offshore projects will lag behind the recovery in general. Onshore's fairly booming right now. It's probably another year away before offshore picks up any momentum at all.
Right.
There are still a few things going on. There are, we're fortunate that we have some long-term projects in ongoing, and that's positioned us pretty well. We'll be all right through the downturn, and we'll get everybody back to work as soon as we can.
You've been doing it 17 years. I'm sure you will continue for many more. Mm-hmm. So if there's anybody out there that's listening that would be interested in reaching out to your company, how do they get a hold of you?
We do have a pretty good website at LoneStarDeepwater.com. We have a LinkedIn presence as well under the company name, and I personally have a LinkedIn account there. And I believe Andrea has set up a Facebook page for us, but I'm
you're not Facebooking I'm not, it up?
No, yeah. I'm not Facebooking. No, I'm not. So our social presence is, we're out there on LinkedIn, and we get some solicitations from people and on that front.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that a little bit more in the show, because I want to hear more about your story and the things that you've done, some of the successes, as well as the failures in having this wonderful business that you've had. We're here with Gary McCullough from Lone Star Deep Water, and we're hearing the story of how his company had a chance to rise up. They've been in Cougar 100, and we're going to hear more when we get into the next segment. I do want to let the listeners know that our next live coaching event is going to be on June 22nd. It's going to be at 6:30 in the evening, so let us know if you'd like to come on our Facebook Lone Star Money Resource.